You are now listening to the Nutrition for Kids podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Barron, and together we will be going on a journey to learn more about food, nutrition, and health. This podcast is brought to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We thank them for having cared for these lands and waters and look forward to working with them in partnership as we continue to build this great city together. I also want to extend my gratitude to the University of British Columbia's Food, Nutrition, and Health course led by Dr. Candice Rideout. Welcome to episode 2 of this 3-part series. Today, we will be exploring South Sudanese cuisine. To provide some context, South Sudan is located in northeastern Africa. It has luscious savannas, marshes, and rainforests that are home to many different animals and wildlife. South Sudan used to be part of Sudan. It is now an amalgamation of the 10 southernmost states of Sudan and is one of the most diverse countries in Africa. Did you know that it is also home to over 60 different major ethnic groups? Its diverse culture has made for some of the most amazing traditional dishes, ranging from mandazi, a fried pastry, to kajai, a fish stew. In terms of its political power and economy, the country gained independence on July 9, 2011, as the outcome of a 2005 agreement that ended Africa's longest-running civil war. In more recent years, due to political conflict, insecurity, and inflation, South Sudan continues to experience high rates of malnutrition. An estimated 1 million children in South Sudan are acutely malnourished, according to a study conducted by UNICEF. Last month, famine was declared in parts of South Sudan. In a wild state, children and their families are still facing a hunger crisis at emergency and critical levels. International organizations, such as UNICEF's WASH program, have helped to reduce chronic malnutrition rates from 31% to 17%. This was accomplished by improving sanitation and water facilities throughout the country. How often do you wash your hands? According to experts, aiming for 6 to 10 washes can make a big difference when it comes to keeping viruses and bacteria at bay. Pause this podcast here and go wash your hands. I will be waiting for you when you come back with a story about Amira Kafir, a 16-year-old South Sudanese girl. I am the eldest out of 6 other children. My family is originally from a village near Bor, where just a few months ago, things were peaceful. I was recently married and leading a happy life, with expectations to raise a family that loved one another and lived contently. However, conflict broke out and changed everything for me. I remember the first night, waking up at around 5 a.m. to the sound of shouting and fighting in the streets. When I got up and went outside, I noticed that flames were everywhere. My village was burning. I decided to run for my life. In the chaos, I lost sight of my husband, and to this day, I have no idea where he is. But I was extremely fortunate. My family living in Juba, the capital and largest city of South Sudan, were able to take me back in. Did you know that within this region, the prevalence of acute malnutrition among children under the age of 5 is estimated to be at 12.2%? Which is in the alert phase based on the WHO standards. Now here I was, sitting with my parents as if the events of the last few days were a bad dream. My mother walks in with a plate of fulmadamis. It was my favorite dish as a kid, but I didn't have much of an appetite tonight. "Eat," she says, pushing the cooked fava beans with lemon, crushed garlic, and cumin towards me. The smell wafts into my nose, and my stomach rumbles in response. I use my hands to take a piece of pita and expertly scoop the food into my mouth. The taste brings me back to my childhood, before the political conflict had taken over our lives and separated me from my husband. What exactly is infowl? For all you curious listeners out there, fava beans are the main ingredient in this dish. They are an excellent source of vitamins and lean protein. They also have no saturated fat or cholesterol. Fava beans are also rich in L-DOPA, a compound that your body converts to the neurotransmitter dopamine. Parkinson's disease causes the death of dopamine-producing brain cells, leading to tremors, issues with motor function, and difficulty walking. These symptoms are usually treated with medications that contain L-DOPA. Therefore, eating fava beans may help with symptoms of Parkinson's disease, according to research conducted by International Nutrition. The recipe to make fowl is also super simple. I'm definitely not much of a cook myself. I routinely burn toast, but I promise that this one is easy to make. This recipe is taken from Simply Lebanese, and the link to the website will be in the description box below. Step 1. Add the fava beans with their liquid to a large pot. Drain and rinse the chickpeas, then add to the pot of fava beans. Warm on medium heat for 10 minutes. Step 2. Crush the garlic with a half teaspoon of salt and juice a lemon. Step 3. Add the warm fava beans and chickpea mixture to a serving bowl. Using the mortar you crush the garlic with, mash the fava beans and chickpeas until about a half to two quarters of the mixture is mashed. Add the crushed garlic, lemon juice, cumin, and tahini paste and salt. Mix to combine. Step 4. Add half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper or any hot pepper for a kick. Step 5. Finally chop the parsley leaves and the tomato and set them aside for serving. According to the World Health Organization, protein intake recommendations are based on age, gender, and activity level. The average recommendation for school-aged children is between 4 to 5 ounces a day. However, in South Sudan, this can be a challenge as livelihoods have been disrupted by the recurrent conflict and resulting insecurity of the country. The economic crisis is characterized by hyperinflation, soaring food prices, and drought in various parts of the region. Amira Kafir's story is one of many. To learn more, check out the links in the description box below. Thank you for joining me on this episode, and I hope to see you again soon. What are some other foods that you love? Leave a comment below to share some of your own tips and recipes. If you are interested in learning more, check out the resources in the description box below. Thank you for listening, and tune in for our next episode.